A reading from the first book of the prophet Jonah. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and preach against it. Their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah made ready to flee to Tarshish away from the Lord. He went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went aboard to journey with them to Tarshish away from the Lord. The Lord, however, hurled a violent wind upon the sea, and in the furious tempest that arose, the ship was on the point of breaking up. Then the mariners became frightened, and each one cried out to his God to lighten the ship for themselves. They threw its cargo into the sea. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down into the hold of the ship and lay there fast asleep. The captain came to him and said, "What are you doing asleep? Rise up, call upon your God. Perhaps God will be mindful of us and all, so that all of us will not perish." Then they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots to find out on whose account we have met with this misfortune." So they cast lots, and they singled out Jonah. "Tell us," they said, "what is your business? Where do you come from? What is your country, and to what people do you belong?" Jonah answered them, "I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Now the men were seized with great fear and said to him, "How could you do such a thing?" They knew that he was fleeing from the Lord because he had told them. They asked, "What shall we do with you, that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea was growing more and more turbulent. Jonah said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, that it may be quiet down for you, since I know it's because of me that this violent storm has come upon you." Still the men rowed hard to regain the land, but they could not, for the sea grew ever more turbulent. Then they cried to the Lord, "We beseech you, Lord, let not us perish for taking this man's life. Do not charge us with shedding innocent blood, for you, Lord, have done as you saw fit." Then they took Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea's raging abated. Struck with great fear of the Lord, the men offered sacrifice and made vows to him. But the Lord sent a large fish that swallowed Jonah. And Jonah remained in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. From the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Then the Lord commanded the fish to spew Jonah upon the shore. The word of the Lord. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. Out of my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the midst of the netherworld I cried for help, and you heard my voice. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and the flood enveloped me. All your breakers and your billows passed over me. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. Then I said, "I am banished from your sight, yet would I again look upon your holy people." You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My prayer reached you in your holy temple. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What's written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, all your strength, all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." And because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by it to the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to that place, and when he saw him, he passed on to the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal and took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Now which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see Jesus in Luke's gospel really talking about what it is to love God and to love other people. So here the person comes to him and says, "What do I got to do to go to heaven?" Well, Jesus said, "What do you think? I got to love God and love my neighbor. Do it and you'll live." We have it here. Love God, love others. Do it and you will live. And so he wanted to say, "Well, who is my neighbor?" Because, you know, they only thought Jews were their neighbors. We didn't have to treat other people any good. Just our people and our family, right? And then God tells them this story. And then, so again, as I gave a homily here once, and I talked about this reality that for us, this would be a man from ISIS, the Samaritan. You know, it's be like an ISIS person doing something good for us. And we're called to reach out, the one who treats others with mercy. And he says, "Go and do likewise." So I got to be asking myself, am I a person of mercy? Do I treat others with mercy? Not just my friends, my families, but my enemies. Again, Jesus said, love your enemies. This isn't a suggestion. I just don't get how people go to daily mass or watch daily mass and think that we can hate other people. You and I can hate no one because God hates no one. So if you and I hate anyone, we are no longer in the grace of God. Now, I know everybody here hates no one, but it's more than hating no one. It's treating everyone with mercy, or the other translation says, with compassion. And compassion means to suffer with. So, am I a person who treats others with mercy? May you know his love today and forever.